He fully expected to find the escaped captive in the traveler's camp also. Maybe he would cut her throat too. It seemed a waste, but she'd been such a problem so far. Yes, that was probably best. He would have his vengeance and would claim not only his own horse, but the black stallion of the Hairface. Let the others divide the supplies and goods the strangers carried. So intent was Lean Bull on his revenge that he decided to forego one of the basic taboos of his people. It was widely believed among the head-splitters that a person dying during the night risked losing his soul. The disembodied spirit, lost in the darkness, may wander forever. For this reason, they would rarely engage in battle during the hours of darkness. Lean Bull, confident in his ruse to surprise the stranger, had planned his attack at night. The travelers, he assured his followers, would be as helpless as an orphan buffalo calf before wolves. There would be no risk at all. They could creep among the sleeping men and, as a signal, wield the massive stone war clubs that were the mark of their tribe. Except, Lean Bull brooded, he wished to use the knife. It would be so gratifying if the hated Hairface were able to know for a moment before he died who his assailant was. Then Lean Bull could use his war club on the girl and the others as opportunity presented. Darkness finally descended, and Lean Bull rolled in his buffalo robe to sleep a bit while waiting for the scouts. It seemed forever, and he slept little. He had just dozed off when there was a stirring in the camp. He tossed aside his robe and reached for his weapons. "They are camped where we expected?" "Yes, my chief," the scout nodded. "I can show you where the young Hairface leader sleeps." It was good. "What of the girl?" The scout spread his palms in perplexity.
"The girl is not with them,"